Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello， this is Adam。
Adam， 我想先问你一个问题啊，你觉得自己是一个 greedy 的人吗？是一个贪心的人吗？
Me？ I have had my greedy moments, that's for sure.
但是我觉得随着年龄的增长，我们就会意识到 in an ideal world,、mm-hmm. in a perfect world,、完美的这个情况就是你可以既要一样东西又要一样东西还要一样东西。
Oh, right.
But in reality, 很多时候你不能要这么多的东西，对不对？
Right. You can't want this and want that all while also wanting some other thing.
对对，就是前几天啊，我在跟同事开会，然后我们同事讲的这个说，哎，我们做业务做 business 也是这样，不能既要又要还要。 And that just really resonated with me. 我觉得哦，我真的很有共鸣，很有同感，不管是工作、生意还是人生，都是这样。
Right. So we should be really clear. We're not here to kill your dreams. We're not here to be pessimistic.
Yeah, we're such a 英语叫什么 wet blanket.
We're just the wet blanket show.
就扫大家的兴啊。No. 我们今天为大家准备了很多非常好的英语单词以及俚语说法。我觉得是 about being realistic.
Right.
人生观怎么样能够更加的接地气、现实、实际一点，对不对？
Right. But it's funny that this is coming from business, or at least from your experience with business,、because in business, you really have to be more realistic than just the average person.
哎，对，你是说创业的人是吧？
Right.
但我觉得可能也是一个 business 一个业务不同的阶段。就一开始的时候，如果你太 realistic, I just don't think you know that would get you anywhere.
Right, that's the dreaming phase.
对，那个时候是很好梦想的阶段了。但是到后面，你可能作为一个比较成熟的业务，但 you gotta be a little bit more realistic, right? 好，哎，那我前面讲的那个不能既要又要还要。用英语你是说的什么 You can't want this,
right,
want that.
Also while wanting the other thing, or while still wanting this third thing.
对 while also wanting, 就是还要 in addition.
Right.
是吧
Now I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's quite possible that two of those things are okay.But it's possibly the third thing that makes it really complicated.
哎，有道理啊。
Like, for example, we often talk about products. I can give you a product that is cheap and fast,
Yeah.
But it's not going to be good quality. Or I can give you one that's good quality and fast, but it's not going to be cheap.
对对对，因为很多时候，比如这三个条件，这三个事情是互相矛盾的。Mm-hmm. They're conflicting.
Right.
Yeah. 这两个东西可能还可以兼得，但是三个东西真的是很难。
Right.
就让我想到前几年的时候，也可能有点开玩笑说，最完美的工作是什么？ What is the most ideal, the most perfect job?
I'd say probably a really high salary, practically zero working hours, and the office has to be right next to my home.
对，就钱多事少离家近。And that's why it's a joke, right? 因为那天底下哪有那么好的事情啊。
Right.
让我想到英语，我们也可以说 there's no free lunch, 是吧？
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Right. 天下没有免费的午餐。好，那这个是不是我们也可以说 you can't have it all?
That's right.
So you can want it all, but you're not gonna have it all.
Yeah, you can't have it all. Either this or that, you can't have it both ways.
对，就是你要挑对你来说最重要的是什么，对不对？不能什么都要啊。You can't have it both ways.
Right.
这里的 both 其实也不是这么 strict 严格的，就是说啊，你不能两个都要。它这个意思就是你不能什么都要。对不对
Right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times in our lives, we are going to be faced with an either this or that situation. It's not going to be this, there are three things, choose two.
对，反正就是 something's gotta give.
Something's gotta give, yeah. If you try to have it both ways, or if you try to do all three of these things in our examples, eventually something has gotta give. And give here means break.
对，然后我特别喜欢这个 phrase， 这是英语里面非常常用的一个说法，是吧？
Right.
It's also the name of a rom-com, romantic comedy.
Right.
Something's gotta give， 好像是十几年前的一个电影。
Old.
里面有 Keanu Reeves, 而且是他非常帅的那个 peak prime Keanu.
Right, right. So basically it was a story of two old people and a young person. A love triangle.
哎对。
So love triangles, they...don't always last.
对这个电影如果大家没看过我很推荐大家看啊叫爱是妥协 Something's gotta give.
Right, so again, give here means that this thing cannot continue. It's very unstable.
有点像 give up, 是吧
It could be give up, yeah.
对对对诶这个电影翻译成爱是妥协、mm. 那我们现在就来讲讲妥协
Okay.
英语里面有一个单词比较高级的单词
Okay, yes, compromise.
Compromise.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that, so love is a compromise, while the plot of that movie, the story of that movie was this love triangle.
但最后那个女生就妥协了，她又喜欢 Keanu 这个又帅又年轻，因为这个女主角年纪比较大，大概60多岁。然后呢，有一个 Jack Nicholson 跟是差不多同样年纪的人，她挺喜欢的。然后 Keanu Reeves 这个又帅又年轻的医生又追她，她在那两难两难呀，我到底选什么？最后 Something's gotta give, and she gave Keanu up. 她最后跟那个老年人在一起
，because
yeah, he was closer to her age.
I guess.Yeah, so I've always been interested in this word compromise because it's one of those words in English that really means its opposite.
啊，什么意思？
It means either that you find a solution that is fair to both sides or you don't.
啊，对，反正我觉得 compromise
You give something up.
对，妥协的话就是你要让步，对不对？ Kind of making some kind of concession.
You yield to something to the other side.
对，所以它可能听起来就是比较消极 negative 或者比较 pessimistic、mm-hmm. 比较悲观 or like a zero sum game.
Right, ooh, fancy.
对，不是 win-win situation.
Yeah, yeah, right. And in a zero sum gameAny gain that you have is basically somebody else's loss.
啊、对，就是这种零和博弈，就是我如果赢了的东西，那肯定是从另外一方那里 take.
Right.
对，可是 compromise 我觉得不一定要这么 negative 啊，它也是很重要，比如婚姻、mm-hmm. marriage、
right.
is a series of compromises.
Right. Right.
两个人在一起就是不断的要妥协，或者说一个比较 positive 的 words 就是我们要互相去适应。
Right.
Need to accommodate each other, right?、Mm. 诶，那这个 compromise 的话，它既是动词又是名词，对吗？
Right, is a compromise. We reach a compromise.
Or making compromises.
Or just making compromises.
Yeah. 还有一个 similar, 近义词、
mm.
那个也很常听到的是
trade-off.
Trade-off.、Mm-hmm.Trade 就是像贸易 do business 这样、
right.
对吧那么如果你 trade off 后面加 off 的就是你要减掉一些东西 something's gotta give
something's gotta give so yes trade off leads me back to our first example or all of the examples of threes that we gave you have to give up something in order to get something else
对比如说钱多事少离家近的工作、
mm, yeah, yeah, yeah.
就是 you need to make trade off 如果你要钱多的话这个工作很累、
right.
那么你也要 trade off, okay.
Right. Right, yes, we could say make a trade off, or you, for example, you go to visit your friend who is in this really beautiful house, and they say, I have this great salary, and I never go to work, and my office is 4 hours away.、
Mm.
And when I go in, it takes forever.
你讲到那个买房子，我觉得是个特别好的例子啊，就是说现在很多人的 trade off 是我想居住条件大一点，房子新一点、mm. 那我的 trade-off 就是我得住得远
Right, it's right? super far
如果你想住在市中心这些可是你的 budget 只有这么一点、
right.
You're not gonna get a bigger, nicer, newer apartment
Right, yeah, there is no way
但是如果对你来说 location 很重要、mm. Then the trade-off is you need to get a smaller place
Right, you're gonna live in a tiny box
Yeah,、mm. yeah 好的，那看完这两个词以后呢我们接下来来 focus on 一些小短语好不好
Okay.
And I really love these because I tell myself these things on a daily basis.
It's true.
我每天都会跟自己说啊，有这么多的事情要看到都有问题啊，有不完美啊，但是 pick your fights.
Yeah.
Choose your battles.
Choose your battles. Yeah, because honestly, guys, here's a moment of sober, honest reflection. The open language team can be very mean to Jenny. Jenny!
没有，不是这个意思啊。
We want this. Jenny, we want this.
我觉得我们做产品、做内容得到很多朋友的喜爱，但是我们也有很多的 gaps, 有很多的缺陷。
Mm-hmm. Sure.
可是真的没有办法 at the same time solve all of these problems.
Sure.
So we need to pick our fights, choose our battles.
Right.
排优先级排 priorities、mm. 嘛
Okay, so these phrases are great ones. They are making me think of my own personal pet phrase.
你的是什么
Not the hill to die on.
不要死在这座山头上是吧
Right, so not only do we need to choose our battles, but this battle, the one that is in front of us right now, is not the most important battle.
I would die on another more right. important hill.
Right, right, because that's the thing. You could say, oh, pick your fights, choose your battles, and you could be just a coward, someone who is avoiding.
Mm.
But if you're saying, this is not the hill to die on, then you are saying, no, I will fight.
就对我来说有更重要的事情、mm, right. 这个事情我可以 let it go
let it go
let it go 对所以就是比如排优先级嘛有一个特别经典的一个 lesson、mm. 就是说你要排什么事情是重要和紧急 important and urgent、
right.
什么事情有很多事情 really important but,、
right.
not urgent.
but not urgent
所以在资源有限的情况底下 you know focus on those that's both important and urgent
right, right. and one of the most difficult things for a lot of people is don't sweat the small stuff.
Oh, this is one thing I've really learned. 就特别是自己创业啊什么你每一天大大小小的问题你都觉得哦天哪 that's gonna kill the business.
Right.
但是后来你发现有很多真的就是 small stuff.、
Mm-hmm.
If you let yourself sweat every little small thing,
right.
最后你自己就受不了了，你自己 you'll go crazy.
Right, ideally you're going to find somebody else who can sweat the small stuff, right?
这倒是。
Like I'm thinking about all the times when I said like, oh, there needs to be a comma here, or there needs to be, you know, a different, the sentence is not right. Jenny, look at the sentence.Adam, I don't need to sweat this small stuff.
所以这里的 sweat 就是流汗，对吧？
Yes, but really here it means don't worry.
对 don't get too worried or nervous. About the small stuff.
Right.
Again, you know, you need to pick your fights.
Right.
Fight about the important and urgent things.
Right, right. Hey, but when you asked that question, that made me realize that this phrase, don't sweat it,really just、
yeah.
means like no problem, don't worry.
Don't sweat it.
Don't sweat it. Hey, Jenny, thank you so much for giving me that raise again. I know I ask for one every single month.
Don't sweat it.
No problem.
Don't ask for a raise every month. You need to manage your expectations.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, so I knew we were going to get to this phrase. Manage your expectations.
预期管理
Yeah, which is smart.Right, which is
really, I think really, it's, yeah, very realistic.
Right,、
yeah.
right. So before we were talking about desires, right? You don't really need to manage your desires. You desire whatever you want to desire.
就是欲望是吧
But your expectation, what you think is going to happen, that's a different thing altogether.
对欲望和期望真的是本质上的区别。欲望让我感觉就有点像 dreams.
Right.
是吧你自己有很多欲望很多梦想。OK, 这是你的事儿。但是 expectation 呢是需要和实际和 reality 挂钩的。
Right, right.
所以其实这个 manage expectations, 我觉得在工作里我也常常听到啊要 manage 比如团队的预期 manage 用户的预期、
mm.
对我来说就是说不要 over promise under deliver.、
Mm.
Overpromise 就是承诺他啊，什么事情都 OK 的。
I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that.
但最后你做不到，所以 you underdeliver.
Right.
你最后是 lower than their expectation.、
Mm.
对 ，manage expectations is really important. 但我觉得 it doesn't mean you need to lower your expectation.、
Mm.
不是说你就要把自己的预期降到很低，而是说我们要实际嘛。To make sure you 最后可以 deliver, 你可以做到
Right, right.
好，那我们今天节目的最后呢 I want to end it on 中文里面的谚语、一句老话、
嗯、
然后在英语里面呢其实也有挺对应的但它用的是很不一样的一种食物
You could imagine that it is a bear with a cake made of fish
是什么诶讲到 bear and fish 大家应该猜到了这句中文的老话就是鱼与熊掌不可兼得、
嗯、Okay, so in English we would say have one's cake or to have one's cake and eat it too
So it's not you can't have the fish and the bear's paw.、Mm-hmm. You say that to a native speaker, they'll be super confused.
They might be confused, yeah, but to have your cake and eat it too. I have met a lot of English teachers who have a difficult time explaining this phrase.
鱼与熊掌不可兼。
No, 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 have your cake and eat it too.、Yeah, the English phrase. It basically just means you have two choices.、Mm. You can have the cake or、mm. you can eat the cake.、
Mm.
Now, people might think that that's strange because if I say have a piece of cake, I usually mean eat it.
Yeah.
I had, yeah. Oh, I had so much cake yesterday.
没有，他这就是说人不能太贪心，不能太 greedy。我给你一个蛋糕已经很好了，你不要想把整个蛋糕都吃完，是吧？
The idea is have here does not mean consume. Have here means
就别人给你一个 own 嘛，对
right,
对。
Right, exactly. So you cannot do both of these things. There's this conflict or contradiction again.
Again, conflicting desires.
Yeah,
很多事情就是矛盾的。So, you know, something's gotta give.、Mm.Pick your battles.
Yeah.
Choose your battles wisely, right?
Are we going to get、some plug money from that movie?
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give.
不是，我真的觉得这个电影名特别特别好、是一个非常值得学，因为在生活里很有用的 phrase.、好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。大家最喜欢的短语或者说法是哪一个呢？都可以在留言专区告诉我们。Or maybe, you know, you've achieved that stage. 你既要又要还要 and you have it all.
Nothing needs to give.
告诉我们我的秘诀是什么 We really want to know. 好的，那感谢大家的收听 We'll see you next time. 下次再见
All right, bye guys.